Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right. Welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves, joined in the dugout by my pal Brian Svensson.
What's up?
And
not in the dugout today. Bullpen.
You're not in the bullpen.
Right. I'm in the dugout.
Right, now I have to adjust
in the
your
dugout.
Volume.
Chris Zook
coming in hot. He's wearing the shades like he's on Sportsnet.
Nice.
I'm not surprised you came running in for this one.
We were actually saying 30 minutes.
Brian and I were discussing this that we might have needed a fire extinguisher or a hose or something.
I might put in my
to cool you down.
First of all, I need to learn French. Second of all, once I do, then I will apply.
Sacre bleu!
I've heard many a nickname, and we will get into what we're talking about in a second. But I heard it should be the X-rays.
No. You'd hate it if they called the Nationals the X Expos. You already hate the Nationals as is.
I do 100%. I'm just saying I don't even know what to think, honestly, because I know this isn't it's not tomorrow and stuff, but that they're maybe Michael, tell people what the heck we're talking about.
Just yesterday, I was at the Polaris long list announcement down at the Forks, and I get a text from Brian.
They must have stopped it right there. We got breaking news.
Well, I almost stopped it because I honestly my phone pinged and I looked at it and I'm like, wait, am I reading this right?
Right.
And it's one of those things where you're kind of distracted because you're trying to focus on what you're ostensibly there for. But at the same time, when you read the Expos might be back, it's wait, what? What's the date here? Is this April 1st? Am I confused about this?
I was at work, driving to Ile-de-Chine. My dad sent me a text.
Well, Ile-de-Chine, first of all, shout out to them. That's a great place.
Shout out to Ile-de-Chine. I was driving out to Ile-de-Chine.
That's a great word.
My dad sent me a text, and I kind of half looked at it, and I did the same
first
thing.
First of all, does your dad even send you texts?
Yeah.
That right away, you must have been startled. Something's wrong.
He usually sends me texts about baseball news, right? So, no surprise. But then I looked, wait, what? And I didn't obviously not responding because I'm driving, and I'm just when I get there, I took a full long look and I just slumped back and I'm like, the Expos are coming back. It's happening.
Well,
text out immediately to Zook and
Mike. Appreciate that.
It's happening.
You know, and the funny thing is, actually, before Brian texted me, did not know anything because I was knee deep in work or something, whatever I was doing. And here's the deal. It's really amazing because I've just kind of digested this whole last, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet. I have no idea what's going on in regards to that Montreal is being even spoken of at the MLB level, I think is anything but all positive, right? Now, is this actually ever going to happen? I don't know about that. This seems more leveraged than anything.
The window that they've talked about in terms of reporting is such a long
right
horizon,
so
that
they
it is
are yeah,
hard
the,
to believe that this is a legitimate thing, and this could be the Seattle of the NBA,
right
where struggling clubs, they hold out the we could go back to Seattle
right.
as like the stick.
That's right. It's definitely the carrot, the stick.
But
whatever.
There are a couple things to take away from this. One, so the Rays are locked into their deal with St. Pete as the land user agreement until 2027.
Right.
2027 is the last year, so 2028 would be the first year. And the Rays team is proposing that they play half of their games in 2027 in Montreal. The first half of the season
so
in Tampa.
Be one quarter of the season.
No, they said they play half. They play half the season.
Half
of it. The first half of the year. The first. Oh yeah, I guess one quarter.
Because obviously they'd be on the road.
Right. So 40 something games.
Yep.
41 games, 40 games, whatever it is. So 41. half their home, their first half home games would all be in Tampa. Their second half home games would all be in Montreal, and the playoffs would be in Tampa. And that will not happen, even though that's the proposal. It won't happen because the MLBPA won't let that happen. They won't allow that. It's too tough on families. It's too tough on players to have.
Well, okay, so let me stop for a second.
Okay.
So they actually did it already with San Juan. 22 games Montreal played there in a season way back when they did. It wasn't a full half, but it was 22 games.
The one thing with Brian's point, that was a very old MLBPA agreement, right?
There's no doubt about it. But I think what I read today, I read a really good article in regards to saying Tampa Bay actually was used as leverage back in the day before they had a franchise. Chicago or San Fran was
right.
You know, needing new ballparks, and Tampa Bay was floated as, hey, here's a destination spot. Now, here's the thing.
It would have been the White Sox.
Yeah, the White Sox. That's right, not the Cubs. And the other thing is, you know, there's multiple teams still looking. Like, Major Leagues can't expand to two more teams, like, tomorrow, right? I mean, if they wanted to do it, they could do it. Montreal's on that list, but they're not.
I was going
to
say that's where
that's
hope
the
hope for Montreal
thing.
Has been.
Right, I think that's the bigger one. I think the biggest thing about this, forget about everything else. I don't know. Maybe you might need to build a ballpark. I mean, that's if Montreal has any chance, realistic, the Expos are actually coming back.
They do need a
ballpark.
That was definitely
they need a ballpark.
I was actually talking.
You're
to
not
the,
doing the big O.
The head of the Polaris afterwards, telling him about this news, and we were discussing, and he's like, "Well, where are they going to play?" And I said, "Well, you know, they have obviously played some of these preseason Jays games in the Big O currently.
Can't play the Big O.
But if you're meaning for this to be like one quarter of the season rather than two games or three games,
right.
Obviously, the facility. The one thing about this window is it gives you time make that happen.
And I think that
if you're
there's
serious
a reason
it.
This is out publicly yesterday, right? These maybe have been talked behind the scenes forever about this, but that this came out now, right? So this guy, I think it's Stuart Steinberg, is the president of Tampa Bay, and he came back and said, oh, no, I'm committed to Tampa Bay and stuff. If you're committed to Tampa Bay, why are you announcing this publicly? And the only reason I feel you're doing it is because Tampa Bay has been basically on the bench forever about building a new stadium. I've been the St. Petersburg ballpark there, the Trop, and it's the worst.
That's not good.
It is you'd have a better ambiance in a parking lot than you do there, right? I mean, and it's not like they haven't had great teams there, right? It's not because they have bad teams and all. They've slashed the payroll and they still win and still people don't come out to it. And it's been forever about that. And so basically I feel I'm putting it out there, and one way or the other, either I get a new stadium or I'm going to move this team, you know, because eventually down the road, you know, can he wait 7 years? I mean, that's seven more years of 15,000 fans there. They get
less than.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whatever they call the average, which is very liberal on that. And second of all, is they get probably no, their revenue probably for local TV is probably, as much of that market as you would think it's a big market, it really isn't for TV as much. Yeah, tomorrow, if they went into Montreal, he'd be making a lot more money. The reason they even threw this out here is because they know they would have a captive audience there that would run to the turnstiles to watch whatever, not the Expos, but the Expos playing, right? So there's a reason it's out there is to push this somewhere to both ways. And for Montreal, it's nothing but a win because they look good, I think, in the eyes of the MLB.
Yeah, I mean, like, that is the biggest takeaway, in my opinion, is that the MLB officially has basically approved Montreal for relocation. right? Or for half games, whatever you want to call it, right? So that means that they are fine with Montreal as a city. That means that they are the fact that MLB has approved this, saying yes, you can explore playing half your games in Montreal, means that Montreal is the next city on that list.
You would think
guaranteed.
So, right? Because I've read, I think Nashville, and there's a couple other, markets that have really been strong to try and get there.
They could have Vegas.
Exactly. You could have said any of those teams. You said Montreal, and I think Montreal, the way they've done it, as weird as this analogy I'm going to throw out there, sort of like when the Jets
would have said Carolina.
Or Carolina, too. But kind of what the Jets did about sort of waiting their turn to wait for the next franchise, they kind of bid it kind of behind the scenes, did all the right moves. All the Expos has done has shown every time the Blue Jays does those preseason games, it's full up, mm-hmm. and in a decrepit stadium that is the worst out there, and that people still, I bet you Expos merchandise outsells a lot of MLB teams. And it's been a defunct for 15 plus years now, right? Yeah. And so that market's still been there. They got their team stolen, just like the team was stolen here with the Jets. And tomorrow, if the Expos came back, me and thousands, tens of thousands of people be running to get season tickets for that Expos because gone away.
That's one of the biggest counter-arguments. I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here.
By all means, Brian.
One of the biggest counter-arguments is that...
Put on your horns.
Uh-oh.
Is that the Expos were below league average attendance every single year since 1983.
Yeah.
That's the biggest counter-argument that people make, and it's one that I kind of understand.
Yeah, but I'm going to take away the last 10 or... After 94, thing got soured real fast.
I'm going to agree with you. Loria was a bad owner, and people soured on baseball after the strike, and I'll agree with you on that. But that was 11 years of bad attendance before that.
Sure, and I'll give two things. What I just know of people who live in Montreal stuff, the big O is might as well. You might as well put, if we had a baseball team here and you put them out in Headingley or something, kind of where Ottawa is with their arena, it's out in Kanata, right? It's Montreal just a name. Big O is in the middle of nowhere, one. And then that, too, you have, that's a horrible ballpark to go to.
So it's not good. I've been to the Big O.
So, you get on the transit to go out there. Well, in Montreal, you could probably figure out 1,000 other things to do. And if they're not winning, why are you going out there? So the Expo,
looked
at the other thing about that.
Same argument that the Rays fans are making, right? That St. Pete is outside of Tampa proper. It's, I think, half an hour with no traffic outside of Tampa proper. And there's a lot of other things you can do.
The Rays probably had more winning seasons over the last 10 years than the Expos had in 30 years.
But I'm just saying that's the argument that the Rays fans make.
But I'm just saying I would look at if MLB was looking at what merchandise sells for Expos on a team that's not been around for 15 plus years.
Oh, they still make a lot of money on Expos stuff.
A ton of stuff. And and it's always been there, right? And it's not. And the Expos have never given up the Bronfmans and the people with the money in Montreal have never given up the idea of trying to get them back. And I think at least this is hope. As an Expo fan, you're looking for a ray of hope of something, saying, hey, let's do a do-over, right? Same arguments a bit with the Jets when they left. The Jets weren't selling. People forget that. At the end of the Jets' run, even before they were going to leave, they weren't selling out, right? And so what happens is, you've built up a demand again for this franchise. When that happened yesterday, I'm sure all across Canada, bing, 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 right?
It was more than just that. There was a lot of talking about it just across the internet. It's one of the most talked about news stories in sports over the last 24 hours.
Right.
So I don't have figures about merchandise sales, but what I do have is Tampa Bay attendance rates, which for the last 6 years have been last in the AL.
Yeah.
Every year.
The only team that's worse
the
than
only
them
team worse than them is Miami. And it's significantly worse. The average attendance, 14.5.
It's not his fault.
For Tampa Bay, 9.3 for Miami. But, even Baltimore, who are, got rid of Machado, and they are terrible, and everyone knew they were going to be terrible. Obviously, the Rays have had a much better season than the Orioles.
Even the Jays.
The Orioles are, 2,000 plus more a game. In average attendance.
Even the Jays are better.
And honestly, I pulled up the old Expos attendance per year. Let's say 84 to 2000. Montreal would win in the aggregate.
Oh, there you go.
Even in, if you're including 99 when there was an average of 9,500 fans. When you blend all those years, that was a tough year.
Yeah,
I mean there were a couple,
but
it's not like
we're not talking about.
No one's saying like let's get rid of the Rays,
right?
Like no one's saying to Stu Sternberg, who's the owner, who's the guy that you were trying to name.
That's right.
They're not saying like you're done. You can't sustain this, and no one definitely saying that to Miami either at this point, and they're worse.
Yeah.
So, you know,
they're not going to contract a team, right? Back in the day when we remember they're going to do that with the Twins.
Contraction is absolutely not an option.
Not on the table.
No.
It's
absolutely
actually the opposite.
Not
it's going to be, you're going to get at least two expansion
you're
eventually,
gonna
right?
You're going to get this kind of like co-pro team idea that the Rays have floated, or you're going to get two more teams.
Yeah.
And you just also, you know, because everyone's there to make money, the MLB, right? The owners of the collective would go, you know what? If Montreal can make us more money, and if you know, like Tampa Bay is just, it's a drag on this, right? I mean, Miami's not going to go anywhere because they just built this ballpark, and it's Miami and whatever, right? There's still some money there. But, you know, if tomorrow Tampa Bay left, other than whatever the diehard core there, I mean, who would be missing the Rays if in Tampa Bay?
I mean, I think that's a little bit harsh, right?
No, like, it is.
I think that is harsh.
But
I still talk
as the Expos leave in Montreal.
I don't think that the Expos should have left Montreal
exactly.
either, right?
You left the market that was there.
You know, you were a fan of a team that had dwindling attendance and it left and it hurt, right? So, like, it would hurt to the Rays fans, too. It would. I don't want the Rays to move. I don't think, you know, it would suck for those fans. I think they should move to Tampa proper to give that a shot, but that doesn't stop the fact that I still think there should be baseball in Montreal. You know, I think it's a tough situation for a lot of people involved. I think it's a tough situation for a lot of people involved. One thing I do think is that the citizens of Montreal and Quebec should not front public money for a stadium. It's bad. It's proven over time and time again that these deals where the taxpayers end up having to pay money for stadiums don't work out
well,
for the taxpayers.
That's why Tampa Bay hasn't signed up.
I know, but
right?
I get
the argument. I'm not going to go down that Pandora box because I know where you're going with this, Brian. And it's true, but I mean, for everyone that doesn't, there's five municipalities that are going to say yes, right? We have one right here on campus.
And it's been bad for the city. It's been bad for the province.
Well,
it has been.
I mean, I could put on, you know, a Bison hat and say, yeah, it was good for the Bisons and it was good for the university in some respects. They bring in some people to this campus.
It's brought in some, but the numbers show that, like, overall, it's been very bad for the entire province. Like, the tax numbers that we've had to put in have been bad, and it hasn't really driven up economic infrastructure or economic growth in this area at all either. So overall
I'm just gonna say you're right, but that doesn't stop places from doing it. That's all, right?
No,
I mean,
you're right. It doesn't stop places from doing it.
Infrastructure. I mean, when you go down the list, there's infrastructure that's built all the time that, you know, just isn't as well known, right? That do we know if it's well spent money? You know, I'm not too sure, right? You build downtown or something, and then you want to, you know, spruce, you know, you want to do, you know, revitalize downtown, and then buildings sit vacant, and they've just built buildings that they think people are going to come, and they don't come, and you've just spent money there, right?
I'm not against building a stadium. That's not what I'm saying.
No,
I'm against taxpayer funded stadiums.
I'm just saying is that so the other
long
thing is,
history of that being. Like,
bad.
Sure. I mean, I was just in Minneapolis last week, and I saw the billion-dollar stadium and in the beautiful Target Field that they've spent, you know, oodles of money on, and God bless them.
It's a fun, nice ballpark. I like going there. This isn't saying that I don't like going to those ballparks.
I will say one thing I read also is that St. Petersburg, they were saying is if tomorrow if the Trop was gone, they would love that because the land that it's on right now, they could build up on that and actually make a lot more money. The community, right?
Very likely.
So right, like because it's actually just lost money that it sits there because it doesn't really provide much for it, and no one's making a lot on that. But let's go Expos. Like, let's, you know, this is today.
Oh, yeah. Bring them back.
Let's bring them back.
Bring them
right?
back.
That would be, I mean, I don't know how this is going to happen, when this is going to happen.
Bring them back.
But yesterday was a really good day if you have anything to do with the Expos.
2003, Rutgers University Press, Public Dollars, Private Stadiums, The Battle Over Building Sports Stadiums, Kevin Delaney and Rick Eckstein. Like, this goes back 20 years of research on this not being a particularly great idea. And
there's pretty much a new paper published every 2 or 3 months about that
Field
exact topic.
Field of Schemes is another book about it.
You know what? Actually, and that goes back to way back when about the Jets. When the Jets left, and because of the arena and stuff, and that it took forever for, what's it called now, Bell Arena or whatever it's called.
Bell MTS Place.
Sure. Is that it took forever for that to get funded, and that was still, you know, because people didn't want to build a new arena back in the day in the 90s, right? So, yeah, this argument's been there forever, and it'll keep on going. I will say this. I wanted to bring this up before we're done with the show, but I did get to a big night in Minnesota last week. Target Field, Brian. You're going to love it when you get out there with the GF later on this summer.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm telling you, last week.
I've been there before. This will be my seventh or eighth trip to Target.
I think your girlfriend's been there, right? Is that the deal?
No, she's never been there.
So there you go. She'll love it, right?
But
Here's the deal. It was Joe Mauer retirement ceremony night.
Nice.
And they gave away hats, and we got out there. And you know what? I forgot about this. It doesn't happen every day, right? To retire now. But the biggest thing about it was the guy was 15 years, 18 overall with the organization, but 15 as MLB player, one team. So that rarely happens now. But the guy was from St. Paul. Like, it'd be like if Jonathan Toews played for the Jets for his whole career, right? It just doesn't happen. And it was fantastic. And Michael, the Twinkie love there that was going on, not only the Joe Mauer, but they won the game. They're in first place. And, you know, World Series, here we come. And it was just fabulous. And they actually, they had the day before, they had Prince uniform giveaway. I saw a couple of people rocking it. It was a pretty good. I couldn't get out for that one, but I got the Joe Mauer hat, and
you were there for the Mauer.
It was great. It was just a really good, like, very positive organization.
So,
yeah.
Should Joe Mauer go into the Hall of Fame?
I was talking to Mike about this earlier in the week. If you do it on the catcher analytics, 100%. I mean, he's the only one AL to win 3 batting titles and all that.
Right,
if
I agree with you.
Into the other, you know, because he moved into first base.
He played over half of his innings at first base.
Fair enough. I just feel Joe Mauer's still a catcher.
When he did his best at batting, when he was winning those titles,
he was
primarily a catcher.
Yeah. Right, I agree. I agree with you on that. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Sure.
I think Joe Mauer should be in. I'm just presenting the arguments as to why maybe he shouldn't be.
It's the idea. I mean, there's obviously like several sports writers who have vastly different ideas of who or like what criteria, right? I mean, we get this every year with like, you know, someone voting against like Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes, exactly.
But the notion has always been like comparative to like who's already in the hall. How do you stack up within those positions?
Do you put Yadi in? Does Jorge Posada belong in?
No. Posada won.
Those guys are comparable in terms of catcher.
Well, so Posada had like similar amount of years. He won an
MVP. Mauer won an MVP.
See, and yeah, so Posada was like fourth, maybe fifth on what you would call like the depth chart of those Yankees.
Right.
Those championship teams. Yes, he's got rings, but like,
he was part of
a league average catcher could have been on that squad, and those Yankees probably still
would be like
won.
Saying Correct. Bernie Williams should be
Yadi. I think has been like probably the linchpin of the Cardinals outside of Pujols during those like heydays, and has obviously like had a very
the
long
best defensive
career
catcher of all
and
time.
Is also yes because
yeah.
when you factor in like his pickoffs, like no one can steal on that guy, and that's been that way like his entire career. I would go Yadi, yes. Joe Mauer, yes. Jorge Posada, no.
Okay.
And this isn't just like Yankee hate. It's just that.
No, and you know what? I don't think Posada.
Well,
even if
you know,
Yankee.
Last year, I was like, if Mo Rivera doesn't get in unanimously, I'm going to be like super steamed.
We were all
at the,
on board on
and,
that.
Well, that's the thing. I can put aside my
I'm
Yankee
impressed
hate.
That someone didn't like one idiot.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, no,
whatever.
Exactly.
Right? Like one guy just like
certain
well, you know, no different
pass.
Than Kawhi well, Leonard not getting unanimous.
Somebody,
one person voted.
You know, the
somebody
QB
did
Brown
that
vote,
to
I don't hold it against him. They won that fourth quarter because of Fred VanVleet.
I got it. It's the MVP of the playoffs.
No, it's not.
Okay, even if it's the finals, right? I don't know.
Well, Pascal Siakam was the best player on the Raptors for the finals. So
if you stack up the multiple games. Although he did have a couple where he
game
disappeared.
Four.
Regardless, anyway. So Joe Mauer, his biggest successes came when he was catcher. And if you compare him as a catcher to the catchers already in the hall, he is at least as good of, if not better than most of those catchers.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and you know what, Joe Mauer, if you looked at his 15-year career there, right?
And he was an AL catcher where the DH exists.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas some of those other catchers he's going to be compared to, NL. You know, someone like Johnny Bench?
Yeah, so they're going to hold him up against Piazza,
Johnny Bench
probably.
Was at the ceremony, right, to show sort of where the pantheon is. I mean, Johnny Bench doesn't get out to a ton of these, right? And so for Johnny Bench to sort of be there, kind of, it was almost like a tip of the hat to say, you know, well done, sir. Well done, Mauer.
You're in this company.
Exactly.
Absolutely. It's not just you're amongst the great twins like Rod Carew, right, whose name and number has been retired. You're amongst the best catchers to have played this game.
I think so. It was a great ceremony.
Tip of the cap to the Goldeyes, who won the rubber match last night against the Chicago Dogs. You were at this one.
I was there.
Shellacking.
I went with my mama.
Mitchell Lamson gets the 9-inning complete game. 15 runs
he was
scored.
Okay. He was okay. He wasn't spectacular.
Right, but I mean, it was 15-1.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna chalk a lot of that up to like a lot of really bad.
You're going
defense.
Against someone who had a complete game. He had a complete game, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't pitch great, though.
Who cares? He had a complete game. How many times do you get complete games in baseball anymore?
I guess that's
like
fair.
Zero. Like,
there's no need to go to the bullpen, though, when you're up that
much. Oh, I get that, but that's good for him, right? I mean, so he had a 14-run cushion.
The Dogs' defense was awful. Awful. Three errors.
Take advantage of it.
Three errors in the first. Probably could have been four. There was a myriad of more errors as the game went on. They were just bad.
Yeah, they probably want to get out of town. Awful. Like that's probably when it's on the last game of the series. You just want to get out of town.
Maybe
they were maybe checked out already.
Well, they did. So
I'm real disappointed. I wanted to see West
Tuesday night they pitched. So Winnipeg won 10-3. They lost 8-3 to Chicago on Wednesday. So obviously they win this one, keeping them obviously in with a winning record against the Dogs. Westfall obviously wasn't the pitcher. For the Dogs last night.
I really wanted to see him pitch.
Was he scheduled?
Yeah, and then they pushed it back.
And that's the guy we were talking
that's
about last
right.
week
last
as having
week,
like the incredible
stats. We probably
stats.
Knew Brian was in town. Huh?
Yeah,
they
right.
were like,
let's
push
slide
this.
One more game.
A-plus scout in the stands. Let's push it back. We don't want to get him poached.
Starting tonight at Shaw Park, 7 p.m. and running this weekend, they host Milwaukee, the Milkmen.
The Milkmen.
So this is your first chance to see this squad. This is
new one.
This is Milwaukee's first trip to Winnipeg.
Ah,
so
I like the name. That's a good one.
And the logo's kind of funny too. So it's
it's a good logo.
Maybe
it's
they give away free milk this weekend at the ballpark. That'd be nice. That'd be a good promo.
If you're like the milk board, obviously, like they do a lot of promo.
Sure.
Do you want to do your promo when it's
the other
opponent?
Team?
Like, I don't know. On a marketing side
of
things,
I think you do it like the pancake batter.
Yeah, the pancake thing.
Right?
Sure.
Like, you do it like the pancake batter, right? Okay. Or the like dry that. Cleaning batter. Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. I mean, what does it matter, right? I mean, you get your name out,
dude,
that's all.
If the dude strikes out, everybody gets free milk or something.
Yeah, right. People need to know about milk, right?
It's delicious.
I mean, this generation, they
it's
don't know
It's incredibly healthy for you, Mike.
They don't know anything about milk. They got to get back into that.
It's good for your bones.
Chocolate milk is huge.
Shout out to milk.
Yeah, milk.
Tip of the cap to milk.
Milk.
All right. Well, with that,
shout out to milk.
Leave it there. We'll
the
be back next.
What a day!
Friday morning. Enjoy your weekend. It's a pretty windy one.
I probably
the flags
should come
are
back
flying,
in for a while.
I've
just ruined this.
Maybe there'll be a
no.
Bunch,
it's good. It's been good.
Maybe there'll be a bunch of dingers tonight at Shaw Park if the winds are whipping like this. Regardless, enjoy your weekend. We'll be back next Friday. Thanks for tuning in.
Go Expos!
Play ball.